With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sal Sports and Stuff podcast. Been a while since I talked to you, but got a special guest today, and really this kind of came about very quickly, and it is Shelby Waddle. She is the wife of new Bills offensive lineman Adrian Waddle, signed as a free agent from the New England Patriots. We have Titangate going on, a Twitter poll. Fox Sports ran it. The Bills were in big-time lead with their fans, who's the best fans in the league, Final Four, all that stuff, and then with like 12 minutes left, suddenly 20,000 votes or something like that went in for the Titans. I found out that really, it was some bloggers and some podcasters in the Titans non-traditional media community that were going out and buying votes. I didn't even know you could do something like that on Twitter, but buying votes for this particular poll. So they wound up winning. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's kind of funny and kind of sad more than anything, but I reported it on Twitter and I said it. I threw it out there and laughed about it. But since then, it has just caused a firestorm. It's been blowing up. And now Shelby says, hey, you know what? We are the rightful winners of this thing. Let's do something really special and show everybody why Bills fans are super great. And of course, what do we do better than anybody in the league? In Buffalo, donations to great causes and charities and foundations. And that's where she comes in. So I reached out to her to talk about that. And of course, living the life of the wife of an NFL player. This is now their third season since their third team, since the 2013 season. And she's very active in social media and how the city and the area has embraced Shelby and Adrian Waddle. And yet he has yet to even play a game in a Bills uniform. So hope you enjoy it. This is Shelby Waddle, wife of Adrian Waddle, one of the new members of the Buffalo Bills offensive line. All right, Shelby, thank you very much for joining me, especially on this short notice. Where are you right now, by the way?
To be honest with you, I just left Dunkin' Donuts down in Dallas, in McKinney, which is where our home is, and I am in my truck driving home. So, that's the good thing about, the internet and phone calls. You can do it anywhere.
So is this where you're from? I know your husband went to Texas Tech, and he's from, Columbus, I believe, Texas?
Yep, that's down in Houston. I'm actually from the Detroit area.
Wow.
Which is why I resonate so well with Buffalo people. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe I was meant to be born in Buffalo because those are my kind of people. I swear to you, those are my kind of people. And I'm so excited about moving to Buffalo.
And we're going to really get into that in a minute. I want to start with what's been going on. Let's call it Titangate over the last 24 hours or so. It's been really, really funny. Let me give everybody a backstory on what happened here. The Bills were on this poll in the Final Four, Fox Sports poll, who's the best fans. They had this huge lead with just a few minutes left. Suddenly the Titans fans overtook them. Well, I found out through people that I know in the non-traditional media, bloggers, podcasters, that some of them had been buying votes for lots of money, and that's how it happened. Well, I tweeted that out just kind of being funny and thought it was kind of sad and funny. Since then, I think I'm public enemy number one. It's unbelievable. Now, people are coming at me with pitchforks in Tennessee. So you've jumped on this, and you say, hey, this is rightfully ours, and you've decided to help do something good because of all this.
Yeah, and you know what? For me, let me just give you a little comfort knowing that people are going to come to you with pitchforks no matter what you do.
That's right.
There are people coming at me with pitchforks because we're donating money to, physically and sexually abused children. How could you be mad at that?
That's right.
But you know what? For me, it's like, if I can take something so silly as a Twitter poll, I make a joke out of it and I say, I was basically threatening people. Like, if you don't go and vote, I'm going to spit wads at your head all day long. Like, I am more than happy to sit there and, do everything I can to, pump up a fan base. And I mean this wholeheartedly, they are absolutely, the Buffalo Bills fan base are absolutely the number one fan base. I've been with, this is our third team, and I'm from Detroit when we were with the Lions. This is the number one fan base. These are the number one people I've ever seen in my entire life. And so for me, it's like, like I said, if we can take something so silly and so, just so meaningless as a Twitter poll and take it and change some people's lives, I haven't told anybody this, but, you know, this charity specifically hits very close to home for me, as far as, you know, sexually and physically abused children. I personally was a victim to that at a very young age, at about 6 years old, for a number of years. And so for me, you know, when someone brought that charity up to me, of course, you know, it resonated with me. But to know that those children will get the resources and the help that I wish that I would have had, it literally, I'm not exaggerating. And you can ask my husband, I'm not a very emotional type. I cried myself to sleep last night. I was so happy. And you know what? I just got the numbers back from the Nashville Children's Alliance. You know, since we started this about, you know, 14 hours ago, we've raised over $8,000.
Wow.
Just from random, you know, people on Twitter that, you know, I've never even met. And so it's heartwarming. And it's an excuse to do something good in the world. And, you know, we really need that. And so if I can be the one to facilitate it, then more power to me, and I'm going to do it. So.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. You didn't have to, and I appreciate that you did that here with me on this podcast. And, you know, second of all, I'm sure you saw what Bills fans, the power of Bills fans could do with the Andy Dalton thing that happened a couple of years ago in the charity. And
Yes. After
Dalton threw the touchdown pass that got the Bills in the playoffs for 17-year drought was over, and Bills fans donated to that charity, Andy Dalton's foundation, in $17 increments. And now here you're doing it. We want people to do it. You could do anything, but 716 maybe, you know, $7.16 or $716. Yeah. And it's making a difference for this particular charity. And it is the Nashville Children's Alliance, a child advocacy center.
Yes. Yep. You know what? And like you said, any donation is fine. And if you can't donate, which I get it, you know, for me, it's like I've been blessed to be able to give. And for me, it's like I'm going to because I know the impact that it can have. But if you can't, that's fine. You know, if you just retweet it, or if you just, you know, tell your buddy at work about it, you know, something like that. People don't realize that the word of mouth truly is the biggest, you know, way of getting the word out to people. And, you know, look at, you know, retweets and things like that. We've had, you know, I want to say it's at over like 400 retweets since just last night, and it's growing, you know, every second my phone literally is giving out, you know, and I've never seen the power of social media like this until, you know, I saw just the love of people from Buffalo. So I don't even remember what the question was.
That's
you
okay.
I just love these people.
You've teamed up with somebody who we all know very well here, a good friend of mine, Del Reed, 26 Shirts. They've done some awesome work for some of these charities, and, you know, he's part of this. So I want to give everybody the pertinent details on what to do here. You can go to Shelby's Twitter feed. That's Mrs. Waddle, 68, WADDLE, or find her at Chief Mrs. Wad on Twitter. You can do that as well, and you can find the pinned tweet, excuse me, that will tell you exactly what this is all about, how to go about it. And we're going to do some good here for the Buffalo Bills and fans. And you know what? Twitter polls, it doesn't matter. Raising money for sick kids, abused kids, anybody who's underprivileged, any of those things, it's always a good thing. So we appreciate people doing that and you going and checking all of that out. Let's talk about you and your husband coming to Buffalo, because this is your third team since 2013. He started with the Lions in 13, went to the Patriots in 15, now comes to the Buffalo Bills. And I got to tell you, getting a player from the New England Patriots, there's two sides of that coin for Bills fans. Number one, it's the hated New England Patriots who've owned this team, and, you know, they've been the arch enemy and we hate this guy. But at the same time, you know, they've done things right. They've won. They've been on top. So, you know, getting a player like LaAdrian in Buffalo is a good thing, that he comes from a winning organization. What about from his standpoint and your standpoint, your kind of perception of Buffalo and the Bills before you signed here?
You know, I'll be honest with you, and, you know, you'll never get anything but honesty from me. You know, when it comes to switching a new team since 2015, and so, you know, that's been our home. We made that our home, you know, during the season. And so we were ready for a change, though. We really were. We were ready to take our next step. We really felt that it was time for us to move on. And, you know, we had a couple different teams that we were talking to and looking at. But to be honest with you, when we signed with the Bills, I wasn't, sorry, I don't mean to honk. You know, I wasn't really too excited. I'm not going to lie to you, because, mm-hmm. you know, for me, it was like, I didn't know much about Buffalo. I hadn't heard to be honest with you, I hadn't heard anything but kind of mediocre things about Buffalo. And I really just heard that, you know, you throw people through tables, and I got back problems. I can't be doing all that. So, you know, so for me, it was like, okay. And so, you know, but for him, it's exciting. You know, it's a very good opportunity. So I'm not going to say I wasn't excited for him, because it really is such a blessing and such an opportunity for us to go to a team where he has a shot, and, you know, a legitimate shot, being that, you know, people don't realize that, you know, my husband was an undrafted free agent that literally had so many obstacles to overcome. And, you know, now being a two-time Super Bowl winning champion and, you know, going into his seventh year in the league, you can't tell me the guy isn't, you know, great. And so, you know, he is going to bring that winning culture, and he's going to bring just that aspect of working his butt off. You know, it's so funny because people always ask me, you know, besides just normal football stuff, you know, kind of what does he do in the off days? I'm like, he just got out of hot yoga. Like, imagine going to hot yoga and seeing a 6'6", 330-pound lineman next to you. Like, the man does everything in order to make himself a better football player. And so, you know, it's very exciting for us. We're very excited now, especially myself, included, to join this fan base and to join, because, you know, for me, I'm a fan too. I'm obviously LaAdrian Waddle's number one fan, always will be. But, you know, now I'm a Buffalo fan, and I'm able to put everything, you know, I have and everything that we have as a couple into, you know, the Buffalo Bills fan base and the Buffalo Bills team. So we're very excited about it.
Was staying in New England ever an option for him? It just didn't, you know, work out. Were they interested? Was he interested, or was it kind of from the beginning he knew that he was going to be moving on?
Well, from the beginning, he did know that he was moving on, but they absolutely wanted him very badly, which, you know, I would lie if I said that certain things didn't get me on Twitter when people say certain things.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things that I've heard from, you know, the very small percentage of Buffalo people that are not very nice was that, you know, they essentially threw us to the side and that they didn't want him back and all that. And that literally could not be further from the truth. And so, you know, there's a reason why he was on that team for so long. And, you know, but for us, like I said, this is a new opportunity where he has a legitimate shot to really do what, you know, he started back in Detroit. And so he's looking to, you know, compete and get back to that spot. And so, you know, yeah. So.
how stressful is it to go through free agency as a wife?
Oh my gosh. Imagine like the most stressful thing you've ever done in your life, and then like multiply that by like a bazillion. Like, it's because, you know what? People don't realize that, you know, first off, our off season, you know, we don't have an off season. Like, there is no off season in football. You know, our off season is him training, him working out, him doing rehab. Like, that still has to go on. And, you know, for us, our contract was up. So he's doing all these things, not knowing where he's going to be next year. And, you know that, you know, we knew back in, you know, towards the end of last season that we weren't going to come back. And so, you know, this has been in the back of my mind and stressing me out for months. And so, you know, between just, you know, moving to a new team, we have to move our whole life. You know, because we do live in two different places. We live in Dallas during the off season, which is where our home is. But, you know, we obviously lived in Massachusetts. And so now we have to go. I'm actually flying up this Thursday evening, I'll fly into Buffalo. And then Friday, I'll be looking at homes for us to live. And so people don't realize like what it really takes to move your whole life, you know, once a year, you know. So it is very stressful. But you know what? It's a life we chose, and we're blessed to live it.
The way you're talking, it sounds like you don't have kids right now. I don't know. Forgive me for asking being forward,
oh, no.
But do you right
oh,
now?
No. no kiddos yet. You know, I'm pretty young. I'm 26, I think. 26. so, you know, I'm young, and you know what? For us, it's like we are so in love with each other, and we are so into each other right now that it's like we want to enjoy that. You know, we're going on our third year of marriage, and it's like I don't see any problem with us waiting a couple more years and really just loving up on each other while we're able to and without any distractions. So, yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you from personal experience, same boat here. I just had my 16th year wedding anniversary, and I have a 5-year-old. That's it.
Oh,
we waited almost 11 years to have our first. I'm 46 years old, so don't worry about that. You guys have a long time to wait and enjoy your lives.
You know what's funny? When you started with the 16, I thought you were about to say your 16 children or 16 child, and I was about to say, "Good heavens,
no.
Get off of her."
No, that's just one and done. But, you know, he's in kindergarten and I'm a little bit of an older dad, but we enjoyed ourselves. And I agree, you know, that it works out differently for different people. And if that's the way you want to do it,
absolutely,
it's great. But it also gives you an ability. You know what? I think one thing people don't realize about Buffalo until you get here is you are so close within a less than a day's drive to so many awesome cities. If you want to go to Toronto or Cleveland or Detroit or Pittsburgh or Boston or anywhere, and you can really have anything you want within reach from Buffalo.
Absolutely.
And staying here, great restaurants. I'm sure people have told you about that. Great place to raise your kids. So it's going to be a great opportunity for you guys, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we've already seen that. And, you know, like I said, it's funny because people always ask us, you know, how we love Buffalo and all that. We actually, for literally since we got together, we had always talked about going to Niagara Falls and going to visit the falls and all that. And we had never done it until this off season when we left Massachusetts. We always drive to Detroit to go visit my family. And this year we stopped in Niagara Falls and in the Buffalo area to, you know, see the falls. And there was this, I'm sure y'all are aware of the Blackbird Cider that is brewed up in Buffalo. Well, we had had lunch out there and I had had this cider and I was like, this is the best cider I've ever had. And I literally said the words, I'm going to need to move to Buffalo. And so literally not 2 weeks after that, we signed a contract with the Buffalo Bills. And so now, you know, people think we're coming here for, you know, football. I'm coming here for that cider because that is some good cider y'all make up there.
And what about chicken wings? Have you had Buffalo wings yet?
I have not, and okay. Literally, I am so excited. You know, I had a lot of people talking a lot of game, basically saying that they were going to meet me at the airport with chicken wings, mm-hmm. And if they don't, I'm going to be so upset.
Thursday night. So Thursday night, you're getting in. What time are you getting in Thursday night?
10:30.
Well, there
I know
you
it's
go.
A little late, but, right. You know. Y'all
it's happened. It's happened. We've had Bills fans post on social media pictures of them meeting players at the airport with chicken wings, which is amazing. So, yeah, if people want to do that, they can go out there and, you know, give Shelby her wings. We're talking with Shelby Waddle. She is the wife of Adrian Waddle, one of the Bills' newest offensive linemen. You know, I know it's a competition and you know, you're in it on a team, but you also it's a business and all of that. But I did the numbers today. The Bills have actually signed 6 different offensive linemen this free agency period, including your husband. When you see that and you see, hey, yeah, they signed my husband. He has this opportunity. Then they get another guy. And then you go through the draft and a team that you're on drafts somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that like knowing that, you know, more competition added to trying to have a job?
The first couple years and the first time that I was truly exposed to that, it scared the living you know what out of me.
Yep.
And I, you know, I stressed about it and all that. And, you know, looking back now, again, being 2-time Super Bowl champions and him being in his going into his 7th year in the league, competition is a good thing. Competition is something that he welcomes. He thrives in competition. And you know what? The good Lord placed us here for a reason. And you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Everything will work out the absolute way that it was supposed to. I have full faith in that. I have full faith in my husband. And you know what? It doesn't matter who they sign. He's still going to work his butt off and he's still going to be the best player that he can be. It doesn't matter who's there, you know? So again, competition is a good thing. He welcomes it. And so do I, because it makes him a better man.
Yeah. And they're going to certainly have some great competition and some help for Josh Allen. Has he gotten a chance to either talk to Josh Allen, tell you a little bit about him? I mean, this is a kid that has some really, really incredibly raw talent. You go from Tom Brady, who's, you know, and 41 years old, still playing at such a great level, to this young kid who comes in this league that the Bills are banking on being their franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, he has only been there a little bit and I don't really think a lot of people were up there. But a lot of people don't know that Terry Heffernan, who is on the coaching staff, along with, I'm blanking on his name right now, excuse me, but the new offensive line coach up there, I'm not sure if he's new, but...
Bobby Johnson.
They actually... Yes, Bobby Johnson, thank you. Bobby Johnson was my husband's offensive line coach when he was in Detroit when LaAdrian started. And Terry Heffernan also was on the Lions staff back when we played for the Lions. And so they love LaAdrian. And I mean, how can you not, though? The guy really is so wonderful. But, you know, we are very familiar with them. We love them. We love Terry Heffernan's family. We're very, you know, we really love them. And so we had some of our best years of our lives with the coaches and the families of the Lions players back then. So we're really looking forward to, you know, not only the football side of it, but getting back with our family.
The Texas Tech basketball team, your husband's alma mater, going to the Final Four. Is he into that? Is he, does he keep in touch with the alma mater?
Well, you know, he actually played basketball in high school, and not to brag, but he won defensive MVP in basketball in high school. And so he's pretty, he's kind of a big deal. But you know, he watches it. For me personally, football is my sport. Mm-hmm. I don't front and neck like I know anything else about any other sports, because I don't. I really don't know anything. But, you know, he watches it, and he's, of course, rooting for them. Like I said, I'm from Michigan, and so Michigan State is on there. And so, you know, for me, it's fun to just kind of, you know, poke the bear with him and just basically tell him that their team's going to go down and all that. You know, I don't really care, to be honest with you, but he is excited for it. And I think he and my dad are going to try and go, because my dad and he are really close. So, which makes me very happy as a wife, of course.
That would be cool.
Yeah, they're into it.
Now, I don't know if you know the real history between the Bills and Patriots. Maybe people have told you, but really, it's been just complete, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick owning the Bills for 20 years since he got there. I think the Bills have only beaten them three times, I think, since, you know, 1999, 2000, since Brady got there. It really is something that Bills fans just can't seem to get over. What's it going to be like for you, though, to have those emotions being a part of that rivalry from the other side now and playing the Patriots twice a year?
You know what? It's funny, because a lot of people ask me that. They're like, well, what are you going to wear? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I am a LaAdrian Waddle fan. Mm-hmm. And my view on things like this is, you know, a lot of the times people would always say to us when we were at the Patriots and we went to the Super Bowl, they say, you know, I hate the Patriots, but I don't root for you. That's not how it works, because football is a team sport. Football is, you know, an offensive lineman doesn't win the game by himself. A quarterback doesn't win the game by himself. And so, you know what? You either root for us wholeheartedly or you don't. And so for me, it goes the same way. You know, LaAdrian Waddle is on the Bills now. I'm a root for the Bills through and through, because, you know, he's a Bill. You know, we're not a Patriot anymore. We love the Patriots for, you know, the opportunities that they gave us. And, you know, we had some of the best, you know, opportunities and experiences of our lives with them. But we're not with them anymore. And so, you know what, we're going to stick it to them and, you know, show them what's up, and we whoop that ass.
Now, so will those games be a little extra special to you, though, with those relationships you've formed, you know, in New England, and knowing what that meant to you as opposed to the other 14 games on the schedule?
Absolutely, it will be. I'm very close with Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Linda Holiday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to sit in her suite for the games. And so, I don't know if she'll let me in her suite with the Bills jersey on, but, you know, chances are she will. Linda has been, you know, nothing but gracious to us. And, you know, like I said, we have a few friends there still. And so, you know, but they understand it, you know, they understand that, you know, this is a business we have to do, and he had to do what's best for our family. And, you know, they get that. It's not like we jump shipped and, you know, stuck it to him and really did some crappy stuff. You know, we did what we had to do, and we did what's best for our family. So
yeah, well,
they get that, and they'll open us.
It's gone the other way too. You know, I mean, Chris Hogan is there and Stephon Gilmore's there. So we've seen it go both ways, you know, and good for those guys. I've gotten to know them over the years covering this team, and they're really good guys with good people around them. And, you know, I'm glad that they've won some Super Bowls, but not the Patriots necessarily, but hopefully we can bring that energy and the championship spirit to Buffalo. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about you and being on social media and being active and a participant doing things like this. But also, I know I read you made headlines one time when you kind of said something about how an injury was handled versus where you were in Detroit versus where you were in New England. What was the blowback from something like that? And does it make you take a step back and say, you know, maybe I shouldn't be as active, but do you say, no, I have a voice, I have an opinion, and this is who I am?
You know what? I'd be lying if I said there weren't a couple things that I, you know, shouldn't have said, or, you know, whatever, that not being one of them, because, you know, that situation was kind of crappy. But people don't understand that this is my way of being able to, you know, draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, there's not a gray area. And, you know, this is how I am. This is who I am. And I'm not going to let, you know, people's opinions of me that they form out of thin air just because they, you know, see a picture I posted. I'm going to tell you what's up. I'm going to tell you that, you know, your opinion is wrong, you know, and it's, you know, if you say something about my husband and it's wrong, I'm going to tell you. And, you know, because no one knows him better than I do. No one knows the situation, you know, whatever it is, better than us. And so why not be our voices being heard rather than people just speculating? And because that's what people do, especially, you know, obviously no offense to you, but a lot of the times media will just literally pull things out of thin air and slap it on a piece of paper and call it a story. And so for me, this is my way of basically saying, you know, this is my voice. You know, if you have a question, if you have something, you know, that you're wondering about me, come to me directly and I'll give you the answer. You know, like I said, people, you know, there's people that are love me or they hate me and they don't like it because I'm honest. And for me, it's like, you know, I'm going to be honest, whether you like the answer or not, honesty is the best policy. And so, you know, if people don't like it and people don't like that I'm honest, then you know what? That's y'all's problem. So, you know, for me, this is my way to get my voice out there and, you know, have it be black and white. There is no, you know, speculation on certain things. And, you know, this is my way to address things directly.
Bills fans, go follow her on Twitter. It is Chief Mrs. Wadd, W-A-D-D, and you, of course, can find her at Mrs. Waddle 68. She is Shelby Waddle, wife of Bills offensive lineman Adrian Waddle. April 15th is when workouts start. She's coming to town on Thursday night this week. She wants some wings at the airport. I know you can all do that for
Please,
me, all right?
People.
Absolutely. Let's go do that. Shelby, thank you so much for doing this, especially on short notice. I totally
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. This was fun, and, you know, definitely, you know, if y'all go and follow me, please check out the pinned tweet and go ahead and vote to the Children's Alliance of Nashville. Let's make a difference in some kiddos' lives.
Awesome stuff from Shelby Waddle, Adrian Waddle's wife. I thank her for joining me. I thank you for listening. Download and subscribe, of course, to the Sal Sports and Stuff podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.